What's going on? It's Kabir Singh. Welcome to the No Judgment Zone, and what a very special episode this is.
Look at this guy. Look at him right now. He's already he's all fucking bundled up. Look at him.
He's already yelling at my guests. I have two great guests.
They're the best. My birthday, everyone.
It is his birthday.
Jeremy Kirkman.
Oh my God. I'm really sorry.
1% at a time.
We'll do one intro. That's a good idea. We're over here. It's Kabizi's takeover on Laughs Unlimited. And a very special of the No Judgment Zone, because we're bringing in the guys from the Three Idiot Podcast, was Jeffrey Koenig and Jeremy Curry, who's his birthday. Jeremy Curry.
Happy birthday to me, everybody. How you doing, America? Jeremy. How's it going? Everybody good?
How's it going,
Jeremy? I'm amazing. Happy coronavirus shutdown shit.
Yeah.
Hope y'all fucking doing well.
Honestly, there's nobody else I'd rather have than you here talking about the fucking thing. I mean, like, the virus has basically taken over America. We can't do anything. I was barely got to go to rallies. My mom won't.
Rallies.
I should have said Safeway.
Go rallies, America.
The only rallies are against Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Because apparently he did this.
That was Jeff Koenig.
Everybody. Yeah. But the virus has definitely taken over. I think it's your goddamn birthday, and usually every year on Jeremy's birthday, we go out and have a great time. But
we're at a club performing.
We're doing, majority of the time, actually.
We're at a club performing. Cobber is the greatest person in America because he takes me out on my birthday, and we're going to do clubs.
He's
headlining Portland, Oregon. Harvey's was good to me.
Yeah, remember that? And this is the 1 year that we're over here quarantined. Jeff and I came over to his Jeremy's house for his little birthday. We're doing this is a three-man party, apparently.
Three-man party. But you know, I have two good friends, man. They're at my house, 10 years younger than me, on my 45th birthday.
Well, it's your birthday.
And they're telling me that they can do better. 45. 45 years young, America.
I thought you were 65.
Yeah, what did you say?
I thought you were 65.
Yeah. Really?
Well, you know.
That's not good for you.
It's close enough. Right.
Yeah, no. So the
I shouldn't work in a liquor store, obviously.
Or you shouldn't hang out with... You're a loser. We'll get into that. Go ahead.
Well, the coronavirus has been affecting everybody. Mostly comedians, actors, small business, anybody that has a job right now. And it's been completely messed up. It's a ghost town everywhere. L.A., they shut down Vegas, which is amazing. But I would like to ask you both a question separately. Jeffrey, you actually work in the industry of where you do Uber Eats and stuff like that, which is nothing to be ashamed of. I mean,
your goals fucked up this week.
So
it's not really a lack of any. I mean, it's,
what were your
it's
goals?
I guess my question was, Jeffrey, like, has it just been? I mean, there's a lot of comedians out there that drive Uber and do DoorDash and just trying to keep
up. Because they're not funny. But were you... Oh, I can't say that?
No, you cannot say that. Stop.
God damn it.
So there's a lot of comedians out there that are trying to make a living doing, 50-50. And, Jeff, we're getting the other 50. He's not a comedian, but he... I guess what my question is, like, how has it been affecting you? Is it, like, people just not taking it? Or just, like, is it that bad?
Well, the first thing is that they eliminated the shared rides for both Uber and... For both Uber and Lyft have eliminated the shared rides, which is understandable.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I got a guy yesterday that took a shared Lyft, and I was like, dude, like, why are you even taking a shared one? I mean, I know it's cheaper, but, like, I'm not going to pick up anyone else on the way. Like,
right.
I want more people in this fucking car.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's, you know, I worked probably, like, 10 hours today, and I picked up one guy for Uber.
Jeez.
10 hours?
Yeah. But I did Postmates and other stuff. So I was busy. I mean, I wasn't like sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, I kind of like the fact that Jeff called me the other day and said, like, I'm probably going to lay off Uber because he wants to do more of the pickup stuff. So
yeah,
older people.
The deliveries. So make sure people out that are.
May I ask one question?
Very nice of you. And, you know, that's the right thing to do. And by the way, everybody out here listening to this podcast, every time you get an Uber or Lyft or Postmates or Instacart or anything like that, you got to double tip them at this point because they're risking.
And maybe a college. what do you Graduate? You're a college graduate, right?
Yeah, but
it may be a college graduate that picks you up. So make sure you double tip him.
He
studied real hard to drive the car.
No one's taking the ride sharing at this moment.
Nobody's
they want it from a college graduate. That's what they want. They got the college graduate app. Is that what you guys call it?
Yeah.
I want the college graduate app to pick me up.
Well, you know, I think
that's what they want.
No,
and that's when you come with a college graduate app. Yeah, your dad spent 25 grand. I'm listening, Jeffrey.
You know what? I don't do it for the money.
I know you don't. Your dad doesn't do it for the money either.
I don't need the money.
I know you don't.
I want to help out. I want to help out in a time.
No, he is. He's been making.
And I want to help out with people that need help, and I want to help them get the stuff that they need.
He really does, because there's a lot of older people.
Very humble of you when you live with your mommy. Just want to let you know. How old are you? 35. Okay. 35 lives his mom. College graduate, just run around grabbing you. Thank God for white people that have college degrees.
I'm in an ability to help people out.
You're entitled. You're entitled.
No, he's in a situation.
How am I entitled?
You're entitled.
I don't have to work. I don't have to do anything.
Fortunately for you, your mom and dad have a house they own, and you don't have to work. Sorry. Did I say that out loud? Fortunately for you, your mom and dad have a house that they own that you're fortunately...
Listen. I want to go help people out. I don't have to. I can stay at home.
Play Nintendo.
Do nothing.
You're right.
I can do that if I want. But I'd rather
go
out
and help people out. If your mom said, listen, have no goals, have no aspirations, stay at the house. You're right.
No, come on, man.
Come on back. Let's
be fair. What goals do you
have? Come on back.
What's your goals?
Oh, to be the king of the world.
Is your goal to move out before the age of 45? Because that hasn't happened.
I got a lady that takes care of me who makes $130,000 a year.
Your goal is to have a lady that takes care of you.
Let's go have a thunder dick.
That's a great goal.
No, it's not a great goal.
My goal is to take care of myself. Okay. And, you know, eventually.
Thank God for your mom and dad. But they have a house.
He's been taking care of the kids. Yeah, he's been helping out the community.
I'm not asking anyone for any charity or any money.
No,
I know. Because your parents are well off. And your dad went to Stanford. Yeah, you're good.
And how are
those
your parents doing?
They're phenomenal.
Everyone's doing well. You know what? Actually, people have been always asking me, by the way. I got a lot of messages and stuff like that. Man, you know, I know this virus has hit a lot of comedians. And I just want to give my love for our thing. We're actually going to be doing a charity soon next week for comedians through Tommy T's. And hopefully Laughs Unlimited as well, where we're going to be able to... get some money raised up. Get some videos out there for the comedians that are struggling. Man, I've been doing like 26 shows a month for the last 5 years. But I know there's a lot of goddamn comedians out there that have just been struggling. So we're gonna do something next week as much as we can to do that. But like economy wise, you know, you're a stand-up comedian and you actually do a couple other stuff. Has this whole thing impacted you as much as Jeffrey?
No. Not at all.
Because he has Jenny.
I have Jenny. It's called... Yeah. It's called having thunder dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But I mean, so like comedy-wise, though, I mean, obviously we can't do stand-up.
Bro, I'm not on your level. I'm not on...
Yeah, but you get booked by yourself quite
a bit.
Booked, people don't understand
but comedy's not my bread and butter yet.
Well, what about your bread and butter?
Because you can't get there because Jenny doesn't let you.
I agree. Thank you very much. Well, That's fine. I love it. But I mean, as an up-and-coming comic... I'm fine. I have a day job.
They're 18.
The majority of 80% of comedians probably 75% of comedians have like the day job as well. How's the day job treating you though? Has that been fucking you up or has that been okay?
Have a day job.
Not sure yet. I'm a commission salesman, so wait for a couple more days.
But this thing is quite annoying. Like one of the most annoying things about this for me personally has been the sports because you know as
the worst.
Worst. You know, all three of us, what we do, stand up or whatever, your own. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, Jeff is. Totally self-employed, as well as the other two.
Listening to the radio, letting people giving him information he needs to learn.
Yeah,
whatever.
You know, it's still the same.
It's like the same guy walks in and goes, "Here's the information you need to learn. I need to go to Togo's."
Yeah.
Can you get me there with your college degree?
But you know, at the end of the day, one of the things that that really affects me is because everybody that listens to the Three Idiots podcast knows that we are big. Players on the sports. We love betting on sports, whether it be small or little, just for entertainment. And my God, the fact that they just
so they're playing replays right now, and I'm sitting there watching ESPN going, I got the winner.
Yeah.
I know who's winning this game.
Yeah.
UConn's women's won 113 straight. I guarantee they lose to Mississippi State.
But you know
what? Though they're gonna win.
Yeah, I know.
And then my bookie's not taking it. It's fucking the worst. I'm calling my bookie going, listen, Mississippi State. On fucking ESPN right now is covering the 9. I guarantee you. And my bookie is not taking it.
Yeah.
That cocksucker.
They won't let him
say that. Can I say that? Right now.
No. But I will say that.
You're live right now. You can't say, can I say that?
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
But I will say that sports betting has been a... big hit, you know.
Everything is on.
I was just in Vegas last weekend, and the fact that everything's been shut down 3 days after I left, I mean, Vegas is gone. Like, I mean, there's nothing open. I was talking to my boys over in Vegas, people that live there, man, and they're just like, man, every bar is closed. You know, shout out to Gabe Lopez, the best comedy club show.
Gabe Lopez. You have the best room in the world.
At 12:30, and Matt Chavez and all those guys, Jimmy Kimmel Club, Gabe, Gary, you're the best. All those clubs are just basically just completely shut down because they shut down every casino, and that's got to be weird. That's got to be eerie. And Jeffrey, who's a big poker player, he does a couple of World Series poker events every year. I mean, have you ever seen, like, you've seen pictures of Vegas right now, but it's just eerie. Yeah, like, have you ever seen anything like that? Like,
no, it's fine. I'll just play online. It's not a big
But has it affected the World Series? Somebody that's played?
As far as I know, that it's postponed or whatever. I'm not trying to go there this year.
That's crazy.
But at the same time, like, I can still play online, so it's really not that big. Yeah. It's just not the same experience.
In Jeffrey's world, thank God for Wi-Fi, everybody. Starbucks is out there.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
I pay for my cell phone so I can play online.
No, you walk in with your laptop.
I don't have
and use somebody else's Wi-Fi, and you're ready to go.
No, I actually play on my phone today.
You know what I love about you guys?
I can demonstrate it for you right now.
I have Wi-Fi in my house. The birthday boy's got Wi-Fi in his house.
I pay for what's called 4G, which is beyond your recognition, because you don't even understand what that means. You
know, 4G is meaning me at $4,000.
Oh, what is 4G?
$4,000.
Oh, $4,000. Yeah, yeah. It's amazing how many people.
But I got laid when I was fucking 12. So, and I'm not counting my sister. But anyways, we can't talk about that. You can't bang your sister.
Congratulations.
Yeah, all right. Anyways, laugh and limit. I'm sorry. I'm better than this. Keep going.
That's great. No, that's hilarious. But to add to the question.
Yeah. What does 4G's mean to you? 4G
means to me internet access, fast internet access. What does 4G mean to you?
You know what's
great? $4,000. I've already went over this. That means you're walking in with a place of $4,000. You're getting your dick sucked by a hooker, and you're good to go. That's what $4,000 means to me. You're walking into a casino. You got the biggest chick in the world, the finest chick in the world, banging you.
Yeah, it's not your sister.
It's not the finest chick. It's not your finest chick. It's the finest chick in the world banging you, and you're walking in like you got your big dick daddy. That's what 4G's means to you. Me. I've been drinking. It's my birthday. 4G's mean to you that you can use internet service?
Service, probably.
What do you dorks call it? But anyways.
Normal people call it service.
You millennials. You call it
something. I can play the poker anywhere.
You can play poker anywhere. Killing it.
I actually am kind of killing it.
You can jerk off in your car and play poker.
I actually can't under do a any
tree.
Of that.
Under a tree.
I can do that without it being under a tree.
As long as there's service, you can jerk off anywhere. You're good to go. That's what 4G's means to me. Again, what's that mean?
This is why I wanted the list.
Yeah, well, we're actually going through the list. That's the problem.
Explain it. This list is not going to work. 4G's mean to me. You walk in a place.
You don't put that on the list.
Yeah, you can pay that's the hottest thing in the world.
It's crazy how much you guys.
30 minutes later, you got a massage.
The time, though.
I mean, the fact that every. But you guys are probably the most hated people that I've ever met. And the fact that you guys hate each other, it just really, really makes me happy.
I'm glad dorks don't like me. You dorks.
Well, who's dorks? Why are you pluralizing it?
Dork, not you. You're fine. But these
this guy?
No, he's you are.
Yeah, he's a good guy. No, Jeff's a good guy, right? Jeff, you a good guy?
I don't.
Other than you know supporting other people that shouldn't be supported. I mean, he pretty much is a good guy.
He's got a little cocky in his day. I'll be honest with you.
Shit,
how was he cocky in the game?
This guy was nobody, nowhere. No one knew who he was.
Okay, so I have a car. I have a phone.
The bank has a car.
I have a...
AT&T virus hair. Has a phone.
Jeffrey versus Jeremy, round three.
Yeah, just want to let you know.
I have a belt size 30.
Okay.
Ooh, is that good?
Ooh, that's, I don't even know what that means.
Is 30 good?
When you got a big cock, it's a little different.
You know, it's kind of like I just take this for granted. And then I look at him, and I'm like, fuck. You
and you have nice hair. Tell me about the hair. Tell me about the hair.
I already
did he say hair?
If,
okay.
If you had
he looks like Brock Lesnar without the body.
So when you go home and your mom wants to talk about your goals, what's
she
the difference?
She doesn't want to talk to me about my goals because I'm not doing that because of the coronavirus. I'm staying away from her.
No. But
or
like,
your mom's
for
giving
the last
up.
12 years, though.
But when you go home tonight. When you go home tonight, who's going to see their mom?
I'm not going to see anyone because I'm going to go straight to my room because I'm being responsible and not spreading the virus.
So your mom's not going to walk down the hallway in her nightgown.
At the exact time that I get home? No, she's not.
Okay,
she's
gonna be in our bed. who has a better opportunity of their mom walking down two doors in their nightgown? You or
I? No one's going to go to my door and open my door. There's no
because of coronavirus. They don't want to touch the door. Yeah. Because you're giving rides to Asian people from fucking San Jose Airport.
Yeah. Oh,
I know. You're grabbing that guy left and right going, hey, fuck coronavirus. Not a problem.
All I do is drive people from the from hospitals to other hospitals and pick up Chinese people from the airport, and it's awesome.
And your mom and dad, your mom was no part of that.
And all three of us are just sitting in this cloud of fucking my breath right now.
And when you go home, you blow your sister.
And then, you know, then it gets contracted to her.
You go home and you blow your sister.
You know, it just happens.
Okay. Right, that's what happens.
I don't know what question this triggered this at. I can't
that's
even.
That's why I wrote this thing down.
I don't even
worry about it. And I told you this thing wouldn't work.
I think it was.
I explained to you guys this thing
because you were the one making it not work. Just stick to the next thing. Look at the next. We talked about
it's not written down as Jeff blows sister. I wrote yes.
That's why and we didn't write it on there because it wasn't on there.
I was going to put it on
the
there.
Next thing. Talk about 2A. Okay. WrestleMania.
May I?
WrestleMania.
May I actually get the moment to that? I just I would like to bring up another topic.
Go WrestleMania. Go ahead.
Jesus. All right. So
WrestleMania 2 is the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
Just could you? Can I lead you into
WrestleMania 2? King Kong versus Skills match.
I want to hear an apology to everybody out there that ever thought that I even had any kind of fucking like literally.
No, it's fine. Explain WrestleMania 2.
You two are nutbags.
It's the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
Let me just ask a question.
It's closed circuit.
Okay, can I say something?
Three different cities.
Okay, so I think
it's Battle Royale.
Okay, so I think it's kind
of Andre the Giant one.
How is that better than satellites broadcasting it now?
Oh, it's not even close.
You're in a fucking constricted area.
I asked you to say two.
Coronavirus isn't running around rampant. Yeah, it's fucking phenomenal.
Second.
It's a phenomenal time. You should see it. You walk in, you buy the program.
You ever seen the shoot on fucking
TV? There's no goddamn fucking people wearing masks. It was awesome. No one's. Yeah, you can't be 6 feet apart. There's an X.
I can't wait till there's a guy. There's a wrestler wearing a mask.
There's been many.
And
okay.
Then he fucking infects the other guy.
So, here we go. That was hilarious, by the way. You guys hate each other, dude.
No, we don't hate each other.
No,
we disagree.
Okay, well, how about this? Why don't we all just stop?
He disagrees.
How about we
do?
Let's take like 3 second break. 3 second break, both of you guys. Okay, I'm gonna ask you one thing you like about Jeremy, and I want you to ask one thing you don't like about Jeremy. And Jeremy, I want you to say one thing you like about Jeff and one thing you don't like about Jeff. Okay. Before that, I want to say one thing without being interrupted. Okay, you have 2 minutes. I just want to say this. I think it sucks that the sports have been canceled. I think that's, as everybody knows, I'm an avid wrestling fan. And I think that everybody knows that the crowd really makes a difference. And I implore the WWE to possibly make WrestleMania in June. Because, I mean, two empty arenas on a two-day thing, I mean, it's just not going to be the same. So I think WrestleMania should really propose it. What is it?
I'm keeping quiet because I can't
it.
Here for like 2 minutes.
So
can I tell you something?
Hold on. So what I think I think at the end of the day, WWE has a really good idea about doing it in June, but they're going to do it in 2 days,
empty
April
arena.
4th and 5th, on an empty arena over at the over in Tampa Bay, which I think is going to be fun. I'm going to still support it because listen, guys, these guys are the only guys that are still putting a show on, and I think it's amazing that they're risking. All that shit. I mean, I know it's going to be emptied arena, but, you know, and they're all going to be tested and all that. But I think it's going to be kind of a rough show with no audience. And I know wrestlers, you know, as comedians do, we take the feed, the energy from the crowd. So I think it's going to be kind of rough, but let's not judge them harshly. On the third and fourth WrestleMania, I'm excited to have that. But I think we'll go back to our answer over here and questions over here. Jeffrey, your favorite thing about Jeremy Curry?
That he provides me entertainment for 10 minutes per month.
By?
Stand-up comedy.
10 minutes a month? You mean offstage or onstage? Because it's got to be offstage.
I've been doing the same 30 for life.
Both.
What is the one thing you don't like about Sloth?
He constantly begs me for money.
That's hilarious. Jeremy,
what's your favorite thing about Jeffrey?
He answers the phone because he has no life. Listen, if you need to talk to a wall, He's someone to answer the phone. He likes to just listen to Jeff.
He's the worst.
He's the worst. He'll answer the phone.
What's your favorite thing about it? Yeah, actually, that's, you know what? That's a good friend.
That's the worst thing?
We always...
Oh, he says the best thing.
What's the
best
worst thing about it?
Oh, God. Where do we begin? What's the worst thing about
Other than hooking up with kids. Thing? You got to stop hooking
worst
up with kids.
Worst thing about Jeff.
No, between him and I, though. It's got to be like a relationship.
Jeff thinks he's important because Kabir and I gave him a name. Dude, this guy was nobody, nothing. And now he just like thinks he can't pick us up.
I'm still nobody, nothing.
I think we, all three of us, are kind of on the same category. You know what I mean?
Nah. This guy has invisible. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you a question.
Name How did we first meet Jeff?
Let me ask you a question. Name a Jeff Koenig friend.
What do you mean?
Name somebody that you've met.
High school with.
Name somebody you've met in the last 6 years. I said, hey, I'm a friend of Jeff's. Good to meet you. The guy doesn't exist. The guy does not exist.
Yeah, shit.
He does not.
He got me on that.
Dude, we've been doing shows for 6+ years. We've been hanging out for 6+ years. When's the last time some guy came up to you after a show and said, you know what? I'm a Jeff Koenig friend.
What about Daniel Haas? I introduced you guys to Daniel Haas.
He did. Yeah. Ruben.
Yeah, and Ruben?
My answer's Ruben.
A bookie.
No, Ruben? Don't say that. Don't
what
say
about
that.
Daniel Haas?
Daniel Haas.
Yeah, I introduced you guys to Daniel Haas.
No, you didn't. I introduced you to Daniel Haas.
Why are you bragging about that?
I'm not.
I'm blaming both of you guys equally for letting me know who that is.
I don't have to take credit for that.
I'm arguing your point. You reached for the bottom of the bottom, and the bottom was not there for you. That's what I'm telling you.
So
you reach for the bottom of the bottom.
The bottom of the bottom.
No, you said Daniel Haas. Dude, you reached for the bottom of the bottom.
How did you meet Daniel Haas?
Through him. We're at fucking...
So cover...
No.
I don't know.
No.
He just said
No.
I may have... I don't know. He may have come to...
Tell me when you're ready. Tell me when you're ready.
People coming to a show and meeting.
Tell me when you're ready.
I was born ready.
Okay. We're at the Smoking Pig. Gambling.
Yeah.
Paying $8 a shot for Jack Daniels.
There's no one gambling at Smoking Pig.
No. No, he was gambling on sports, idiot. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh.
When you had an account. We had four of them.
Okay.
Seen us.
This was before the coronavirus.
Yeah. We're going crazy. And Daniel Haas.
I saw Josh.
Who's Josh?
I don't know.
Wait. Which one? What Josh? This is
the Buffalo Wild Wings guy.
After him. After Josh. And please hope you're not hearing this, but Jeff. Anyways. We met Daniel Haas at fucking Buffalo. What's it called?
Buffalo Wild.
No. Smoking Pig.
Smoking Pig Barbecue.
Smoking Pig Barbecue in Fremont. He comes up to him.
Was he performing?
No. He was employed at the time.
He's like, what you guys like some specials today?
Hey guys, that's psychopath, dude.
Got salad and kiosk.
It'd be a lot funnier if these guys knew who they was.
Oh, I know. God, I wish Daniel Haas was somebody right now.
For 12 ribs.
That's hilarious, man.
Spitting all over your face while he says it.
Dude, that is the best shit I've ever seen in my life. And listen, if you stick to our podcast, you'll learn,
guys,
everybody.
I'm going to do a kind of fun game. I want to do a prediction game right over here. I want to know when you think. So I have three questions for both of you guys, okay? And I'm sponsoring this, all right? It's $50 a question. Whoever gets it answered, I'll pay it, all right? So, here's the question. Number one, you guys get a yes or no answer. Do you think the NBA is going to complete this year, or do you think it's done? Yes or no? That's it? I don't want to hear a goddamn speech. We have 4 seconds. Let's go. So Jeremy has a yes. That means, by the way, the answer.
To the playoffs.
My apologies. I'm sorry. Are we going to have games this year to crown a champion? That is the question. I don't know whether what playoffs or whatever.
Yes.
You believe so?
Yes.
That's two yeses.
They will not crown a champion.
Yes.
Based on
they will crown a champion no matter what.
They will not crown a champion based on current standings. They'll have games. Yes.
April 7th is the date that California has made to open all the bars and all just basically have all the restrictions taken off. The over-under is April 7th. Do you believe that it's going to go, listen, guys, over the 7th, yes, or do you think it's going to go 7th or less? Do you believe that they're correct? Correct is no? Because I'm asking if it's going to go over April 7th. Do you believe it's going to go over April 7th?
I set the date at a beyond date other than the 7th because that's the mandatory.
But the mandatory is what? 7th or what?
The 7th is the absolute minimum they can do.
Okay, do you think it's going to go over that or did that go?
I would change it to like maybe like the 20th.
No, I'm saying.
So the answer is no.
I'm saying the 7th, asshole.
Say no.
Then it's no. We're both going to say no. They're not going to
open. We don't know who's going to say no. Do you think that thing? Do you think Kirby's is going to open by the 8th?
Yes. My answer is yes.
Well, according to the guidelines, then yes.
Okay.
The current guidelines. But what I think you should do is set it to like the 20th or something.
I'm going
to
go with the 7th. I think that if Kirby's opens on the 8th, the answer is yes. Or if not, it's no. Go.
Yes or no?
Yes or no? Do you think Kirby's
going to... I do not think they will open before the 8th.
I say yes.
I'm going to go with yes on that one too, guys.
They're going yes.
I do. Last...
I already bet him $50 that they'll open after April 5th.
That's great. Last but not least...
Great.
So, I guess the only other question to ask is, so people are thinking that half of America is going to get coronavirus, right? Which is you know
half the population of the world actually.
Half the population of America specifically from the
No, the answer is no.
Yeah. So I guess the question is right here: is that would you say no?
No. Jeremy Curry says no.
You're saying under 50%?
Yeah.
Overall,
America. That's all I'm asking.
I don't know if I don't know if there's a way to measure this.
Well, of course there is. They're telling us there's a way to measure it because they're telling us that half of Americans, which is complete, you know, whatever.
It's only based on people that actually get tested, though.
I understand that, but I'm gonna be you till probably June on this one.
What's the date? What's the cutoff date?
Well, here's my question. All you've been doing is listening to coronavirus stuff.
I
know what
the cutoff date is, and I'll tell you if I think 50% of Americans...
End of the year.
By then. End of 2020.
End of 2020.
Then I think at least 50% will be infected by that.
Of America.
We'll have tested positive. We'll have tested positive. Because not everyone... No, actually, fuck. Because not everyone... Like, if I get symptoms, I'm not going to go to the fucking hospital. I'm not going to go there. And risk quarantine for
yeah, but you have to go there because but how
no, else I don't have to do shit. I could just stay at home. I don't have to report to these people, and I don't have to report anything. I don't have to be a statistic, so I'm not going to do that. And so if how many people think like me, like how many people are out there like me that don't want to go there and risk being either A, charged for this test, or B, put in a quarantine for 14 days. I would think it's a lot. I would go under 50% then, even though it's estimated that 50% will actually be infected.
Do you think that, you know, most of the cities are going to get back to business by May?
Well, I'll give you June. I'm not going to say May.
All right. Well, that sucks, man, because this has been a big hit on everybody. And, especially the comedy clubs, mad love to Laughs Unlimited and,
sponsors.
And everybody out there doing stand-up comedy, all the actors and stuff like that. I know this is going to be kind of rough. Again, I'm going to be posting something that we're going to be able to raise some money for you guys. And we're going to be doing something in about a week. So I'll keep you updated about that. But it was this was a fun podcast, man. I do want to ask one more question because they were mad at me about asking who their favorite movie was in 2019. And they told me not to ask them and they yelled at me about it. But I'm still going to ask you, assholes. What was your favorite movie in 2019? Mine was Dr. Sleep because I'm a big Shining fan and I love that movie. I think that was my favorite movie of the year. What about you, Jeff?
I'm just going to say Dr. Sleep because I don't care to answer this question.
Yeah, that's two.
Give me some options.
Say Dr. Sleep.
I'll put Fart in it.
Well, you liked the other one. Well, you liked
2019. What were the movies?
You don't even remember. They were.
Because my birthday is 45. What were the movies?
Your birthday was into every year.
My birthday's today. So what are the options? Dr. Sleep.
Well, I think you just saw the Irishman, movie. Right?
Beethoven.
God, what was the best movie I saw last year?
Minions 5. Your favorite movie of the year?
007.
You told me earlier.
Bond.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
That was this year.
I like Uncut.
That was 2000.
No, get out of here. No. It was released. It was released last year. It just came out.
Yeah, I'll say. I guess Uncut Gems, but I can't think. God.
Yeah, that's a tough question, but I want to throw that out to you.
1917?
Anyway, I do want to see that movie.
Well, Midday? Did you see Midday?
No.
No.
I didn't see Midday
either. Bombshell was good, too. I saw that. I saw a couple movies. It was really good this year.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street was the greatest movie of all time. What's your favorite movie of all time, Jeffrey?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Guy meets guy. I just want to thank I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Laughs and Linton, we're going to have a great time today. I'll be on Facebook at 8 o'clock for Quarantined Comedy with Sam Marquis. And I just want to thank everybody for the love and support. I hope you guys are doing well. Stay safe. Stay in the house. And we're going to get through this together. One more time for Jeff Koenig over here. Say bye to Jeff.
Bye to Jeff.
And big...
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Jeremy Curry, man. The 3 Idiots podcast is launching again next week. This has been a No Judgment Zone production, and we can't wait to see you guys again. My name is Kabir Singh, and I will see you in mid-April. Ugh, that hurts to say. I love you guys. Take care, everybody.